Welcome to Community Kitchen. We're talking lunchboxes. Well, we're sort of talking breakfast, lunchbox and dinner because I think we do a combination which one feeds one and one feeds the other. It makes life easy. A lot of young ones are starting out. There's little preppies, grade one. It's a big day. They've usually had just a couple of days of school before or childcare. And going to those full weeks, it's been hot weather and it's a hard one. Starting the day, of course, with breakfast is one of the most essential things. And that breakfast can also be a continuation into the lunchbox if required. So I've sort of done a couple little breakdowns because I think it's so nice that if you're cooking one meal, then you actually start to add or use part of that meal for the next. And I often talk about this because I think it's easier. So one of the great things I find, for example, is if you are going to be making some sausage rolls, then you set yourself up for also making meatballs, also making hamburger patties. So you have a little bit of a system going on whereby these convert into a night meal, an afternoon snack, because it is something that children really need. They get hungry at school. And also you've prepped for that family meal. Whereas if everyone's in a bit of a rush, you can make it into hamburger night. And hamburgers can be very nutritional. So I find that, once again, looking at the budget side of it too, looking to your butcher and finding out the days that he does those fantastic big 2 kilo packs of a good quality mince, and make the meatballs, make the sausage rolls, and make your hamburger patties. There's so many nice different types of bread buns out there, little ones, whereas you can make a little mini sub burger for the kids where you've got a little bit of grated cheese, a meatball, a bit of lettuce. In the afternoon, they can have a quick dinner if need be. If you've made some sausage rolls, pop them in the freezer. And I think if you make them a decent size, have them cooked already and put them in the container. They just need to be heated up. They're also a very, very good, quick way to make a meal. I sometimes make a larger size sausage roll so that we can have that as a slice with some mash and veg. So even an option to do the smaller sausage rolls than a larger family style one, and make that a little bit fancy. You can do some great things in it. You can boil eggs and place it down the middle of the raw meat mixture. So when you cook it, you've got that little bit of more protein in there. Fantastic for someone to take to the adults to take for lunch, or your growing children into their lunchbox. A lot of families are catering not only for one but three different age groups when they're packing their lunch. I think they're a great way to do it, and it's nice and nutritional. Grating some carrots, some zucchinis into that mince makes it fantastic for the meatballs, the sausage rolls. I must say, hamburger patty, I'm a bit of a plain girl when it comes to that. I just think a really good hamburger patty with not too much in it is great. It's easy. If you stack them into a plastic bag or storage, however you do it in the freezer, with a little bit of paper between it, easy to defrost. Thinking ahead all the time, but it's a dish that the kids can help you with and enjoy. Same as quiches, baby quiches inside a muffin tin. You can do it if you want to do it with pita bread. If you don't have the pastry, I think pita bread or even the wraps work very, very well. If you cut them into a circle with a scone cutter and line your muffin tins, but at the same time, make a really good size quiche for dinner. That way then you've made one mixture, just some eggs, some cream. I think cream is good. It adds that little bit more. Milk's fantastic to do the same. But it does give, in my opinion, that little bit of more of a creamier flavour. Grating different things like spinach, cheese. I love to have cooked veggies that I use in my quiches. Like if you're doing a roast one night or a tray bake, that you add those extra pumpkins, sweet potatoes, purple onions, goodies like that, so that when you do make your quiches, you can have a pumpkin feta quiche with some nice spinach in there. It puts a little bit of extra bulk. The pumpkin and sweet potato becomes very sweet and delicious and yummy. So these are things to consider, and they really do extend the meal with the veggies. When we come back, we're going to talk about a few more extras and some ideas that we can put on the breakfast table that go into the lunchbox. You're with Annette on Community Kitchen. Welcome back to Community Kitchen, 2026, February already. Amazing, isn't it? We're talking lunchboxes today. We've been talking about utilising mince. I think it's a good thing. It's a filler. It's yummy. Muffins are fantastic. There's so many different varieties that you can use. You can use a plain muffin. You can use grated veggies in there. I think they're really delicious for children, good for breakfast. So make your muffin mix and then you start to add it, whether or not you're going to do for a treat a banana muffin with maybe a couple of chocolate chips in there. Then you can change it around, some grated veggies, sun-dried tomatoes, olives, those type of muffins. Once again, catering for all the different ages and the tastes of your family. Slices, frittatas. Once again, a quiche without the pastry, but they really can, you can do a lot with them. Once again, utilizing those roasted vegetables, they really do extend the meal. And a lot of fresh herbs. Sometimes we forget just what a fantastic taste booster parsley, basil, coriander, sage, rosemary, thyme, these all add so much to it. And if you cut them up fine enough, a lot of the little kids can't detect them anyway, but they really do help. And I think that they just make it, they make it better. And fritters, I think that these are an underrated way you can change the actual batter around to suit. Once again, if you make up a couple of litres of batter and put it in the fridge, it can become a breakfast. It can become a lunch. And I love batter because I think it's good for, say, for example, if you're using sweet corn, just go straight off the cob and use it fresh. It cooks deliciously. It still has that little bit of crunch. And be generous with the corn. Corn, coriander, a little bit of chili chopped in there, or sweet chili sauce. Everyone loves a sweet chili sauce. It's beautiful. Grated zucchini with some peas and some feta, or halloumi just gives that little bit of salt. Mashed up bananas, they add a really nice thing for the morning. Or even the good old potato cake where you've done your grated potato or grated sweet potato. You've got to be mindful with the sweet potato because it can burn a little bit. But once again, it's a great a little thing that happens into the lunchbox. And, of course, these things can then be a dinner. So if you do some grated potato cakes at night, they go into the lunchbox. Make extra mashed potato and mashed sweet potato and they become a fantastic potato cake. Just add a little bit of flour to it, whether it be plain or you might want to use different types of flour in there, an egg, maybe some paprikas and things like that, and some grated cheese. Shape it up and fry them. They're beautiful. Make them into little tiny sizes for the kids. They make a really nice addition to the lunchbox. And, of course, veggies. Chopped up carrot, celery. I think kids still like celery and peanut butter. I do. And I'm definitely not a kid. But vegetables as in tiny tomatoes, cucumber, carrot. And I know that there's a lot of different dips that are very good, but hummus, of course, is something that everyone seems to like. It's got a fantastic flavour and you can buy the little tiny pots of it, which are a good lunchbox size, and, of course, mini pizzas. And I think that if you're doing large pizzas at night, and I must say that I cheat and I buy these fantastic sourdough pizza bases and they are so delicious And even the next day, they hold so well. I don't mind a cold pizza, but I try and keep the next day ones quite simple. If I just have a tomato base and maybe some nice pepperoni on there, or I do my, you know, eggplanties and olives and things like that. But for kids, they just like tomato, like some pepperoni and a little bit of cheese. Make the extra one at night. A slice of that in the lunchbox is absolutely fantastic. And I think it makes for a good afternoon snack. A lot of these little things I've suggested today, when the kids get home, sometimes they're so tired, that afternoon snack is just that little thing that makes everyone really happy. I'll be back soon with Community Kitchen, and of course we're talking lunchboxes. Welcome back to Community Kitchen. We've spent a lot of time in this show just talking about different ideas with food, but one thing I heard the other day which I thought was a great idea is one of the mums suggested actually to my daughter, getting her child ready for school, was to get them to cut out some photos, pictures of what they like from magazine or, you know, whatever, make a few cards up, and then put them in the lunchbox. So say to them, okay, what do you want? There's a Vegemite sandwich, there's a, you know, apple slices or orange or boiled egg or crackers or cheese, and pick your cards and make them be the person who makes that choice of what goes into the lunchbox, which I think the same as dinner time. If you have everyone in the family has to have a night where they suggest a meal, takes the sweat off you, whether the husband or wife's cooking, because that way it's not your responsibility. And if they don't like it, well, you made it. You made that choice. And I think putting that responsibility back onto the family members really does help for an easier time, whether it be for breakfast. You set the breakfast. Each child has to set the breakfast in the morning and has a turn at it, so it's easy. But breakfast time, I think, is a good way also to have a leftover from maybe dessert that you've made the night before. Creamy rice at night, beautiful dish to have. Make a big bowl of it so that you can put a little pat of that or have it in the morning with some stewed fruit or some granola on top. It's a great way to start the day. A yogurt drink in the morning becomes yogurt ice blocks for afternoon tea. The pizza we talked about that we've made for dinner that night becomes a snack. Noodles at night become the leftovers, become something for the afternoon, because a lot of the mums that I've talked to say that a lot of the times that by the time that children get into the school, into the car or the school bus in the afternoon, they're tired, they haven't eaten for a little while, and they do need to rest. And I, you know, rest, but also at the same time have something to eat. So having those things ready, having some really good slices, some fantastic oat slices you can make. Oats is the new trend. We're looking at 2026. Of course, you can't have nuts for the school, but you can have dried apricots, raisins chopped up, dates, adding that to the dates, some honey, some butter, and pressing that into the tray and making a slice. Or at the same time, using some of those oats, apricots, honey, or maple syrup and making a granola, stewing some fruit, stewing some apple, using the granola as a crunch, having plain yogurt, putting the granola on top with some chopped up bananas. These are all easy things to do. You're not actually buying any processed food at all. You know what's going in there. You know how much sugar you're using. You know how much butter, and you know how all the items. It really does help to make life easy. I hope this has helped. I know that it's always a tricky time of year. If there's any recipes that you're wanting, don't be afraid to email me, Annette@twoldducks.com.au. Always happy to take those. If you'd like to ever join us on the community radio station, if you've got some fantastic ideas, recipes that you want to share, we're always happy to have those. It's a community radio station. We're here for the listen. Thanks for joining me. I'll be back next week. And, of course, each week we'll be enhancing the family table and sharing some fantastic ideas for making life a little bit more pleasurable in the kitchen. Thanks for joining me on 101.5 FM.